and welcome to episode 6 of Let's Talk Dairy, Dairy Foods Podcast. I'm Anna Boisseau, the managing editor of Dairy Foods Magazine. Today we're joined by Servi Martin, who is the vice president of Greek yogurt and functional ingredients at Danone North America. Servi, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi Anna, thanks so much for having me today.
So Danone North America has certainly had a busy past few years, I would say, in terms of product innovation. And the company recently announced a complete rebrand of its Oikos Greek yogurt line. So can you start off by telling me a little bit about this rebrand?
Sure, Anna. So, our starting point was really the consumer. We pride ourselves at Danone North America at being a really consumer-centric organization. And last year, we conducted a major study of yogurt with a deep dive into Greek with Kantar. And what our research found is that we saw a lot of people leaving Greek, particularly younger millennials. And when we peeled back the onion to understand why millennial consumers in particular are leaving Greek, we uncovered some key drivers. One of them being the lack of exciting food experiences or Greek yogurt options within the portfolio. And what we wanted to do was be able to reinvent and reimagine Oikos as a brand that could truly help challenge those perceptions and conventions within Greek yogurt to bring excitement back to Greek and to healthy snacking.
So what kind of specifically did Danone North America do after getting this information about what consumers wanted?
So we started with a total revamp of the Oikos brand's positioning. We asked ourselves what this brand had a right to do in an authentic way within the Greek category. We've been a brand that has long disrupted yogurt with innovation. For example, in 2015, we launched Oikos Triple Zero, the pioneer of high protein yogurt. Earlier this year, we launched Oikos Pro, another even higher protein offering. And we looked back at that legacy and thought to ourselves, Oikos is really the brand that is epic and bold enough to be able to challenge those consumer, particularly younger millennial consumer perceptions of Greek yogurt as relatively unexciting. And so we started by looking at our brand positioning, our persona, our manifesto, and digging deep to think about how this brand could authentically show up to bring excitement back to the Greek category. And that really informed everything, Anna. It informed our exciting, bold new design that we think will be disruptive at shelf. And it also informed bringing a new product to market that features 50% more and bigger pieces of fruit to really drive that exciting sensorial experience of the product. So I would say it started with the positioning and then cascaded from there to our bold design, as well as a really exciting, unique product that's incredibly flavorful with big, bold chunks of real fruit.
Yeah, so you're talking about the new blended innovation that Danone North America introduced under Oikos, right?
That's correct. This is our new Oikos blended non-fat Greek line that's just hit shelves in the last month, and we'll be continuing to build distribution throughout the rest of 2021.
So you already mentioned that this new product has more fruit pieces. What was the vision behind the product development of this new offering?
So as I mentioned earlier, we really wanted to address the underlying consumer need for a more exciting food experience within Greek yogurt. And when we worked with our research and our innovation team, we wanted to be able to really bring some exciting new news and bring a product to market that had never been seen before. And we looked at an extensive amount of different product attributes that we could deploy or play with to be able to bring that new news. And our research really showed that consumers were drawn to this idea of more and bigger real pieces of fruit. And so that became a key anchor for us. But we also wanted to be able to deliver just a really creamy, delicious, yogurt-based product as well. So we looked at different strains of culture that contribute to a really creamy, rich experience of the yogurt product combined with the real chunks of larger fruit. And that really was the starting point for what we believe is a really exciting product. And so much so that we're calling it the creamy one with the fruit chunks. And you'll be seeing more of that in the marketplace because we'll be launching this creamy one with fruit chunks tagline with a full 360 marketing omnichannel campaign later this year.
So in terms of the product itself, like what flavors does it come in and what kind of sizes is it offered in?
Yeah, so we've got six different flavors across single serve, multi-pack, and quartz. Our flavors include mainstream favorites such as strawberry, blueberry, peach, and we also have plain, as well as cherry and vanilla. So really exciting set of flavors.
Yeah, I feel like those are some of the ones that you're seeing as doing well across like yogurt brands.
Exactly. These are mainstream flavors that we know our consumers love, and we wanted to be able to offer them those key flavors in a variety of formats to meet various consumption needs and moments that range from on the go as that returns post-COVID, as well as at home with the larger quart offerings.
So you've spoken a lot about kind of all this research that Danone North America is doing and how its consumer focus kind of lends itself to decision making. So I'm kind of curious, like, what sort of metrics does the company use when it is considering, you know, new product development or rebranding? Like, what is the company looking at in terms of making those decisions?
So at every step of the way, when we're developing new innovation or looking at how to relaunch a new brand, we're looking at metrics such as our brand health tracker, our past scores, and what we aspire to be able to achieve with a new brand. We also look at the results of extensive consumer tests we do along the way that range from testing the design on shelves, for example, either digital or virtual, and seeing how they test it, whether they're breaking through and whether the metrics reflect that consumers are noticing them at shelf. We also look at metrics when we're developing the formula. We conduct CLT tests, taste tests, that enable us to be able to understand how different prototypes are scoring versus our prior and existing offerings in market, so that we can truly come to market feeling confident that we're bringing the best product we can in a compelling design and with a great, strong brand proposition behind it.
So do you have sort of an established product development process that way? Like, you start with the metrics and then it goes through like a certain number of like steps before you would launch to market?
I would say every different innovation process and brand is slightly different. There's no cookie cutter approach, but there are a consistent set of benchmarks and tests that we conduct that are fairly standard in the industry, right? Such as shelf tests and CLT tests.
So I think this Oikos rebrand and this new offering sound like a really interesting innovation within, like you said, a Greek category that's starting to lose a little bit of steam. So I'm curious what Danone North America's strategy is for continued growth within the overall yogurt category, apart from the Oikos brand.
Yeah, so we're, you know, going to continue to lean into the key segments that we see within Greek with our portfolio. So whether it's low sugar or plant-based alternatives or high protein offerings, within our Greek portfolio, we're planning to continue to lean in and build out Oikos Pro, continue to accelerate Too Good as our low sugar brand, which has done really well since launching it in 2019. And in fact, year to date, it's been the second biggest contributor to dollar sales growth in the whole yogurt category.
Wow.
It's we've been really pleased with those results. I would say beyond Greek, we'll continue to look to strive for growth in our wellness segment, which includes Activia, which is the number one gut health brand and the number one U.S. doctor recommended probiotic brand in the U.S. And we're also going to continue to lean into our plant-based portfolio. We've got some of the top brands in plant-based yogurt alternatives with Silk and So Delicious, which offer consumers who are following a flexitarian or plant-based diet options that don't compromise on taste, but still allow them to adhere to those lifestyles.
It seems to me like Danone is really offering something for everyone. Like, they could find something under the portfolio that would meet their needs.
Yeah, well, you know, as a really consumer-centric organization, we are striving to leverage the full house of brands that we've got in our total yogurt portfolio to meet that diversity of consumer needs. And while that portfolio has been built over many years, the research we conducted with Kantar last year, I think just underscored for us how diverse consumer needs truly are, right? And we want to be able to serve all of those consumers and their various needs, whether they range from seeking low sugar options, to high protein options, to taste first options, to probiotic or plant-based. We feel like we've got a really robust and exciting portfolio that deliver on all of those nutritional needs, as well as great taste.
Well, I personally can't wait to see what's next from the company. And I thank you so much, Surbhi, for walking through this new innovation and this rebrand.
Thanks, Anna. It was a pleasure. Appreciate the time.